One of the great truths about the spiritual life is that God has appointed different seasons in the life of a believer. There is a reason for the different seasons in nature. New life bursts forth in spring. Summer sees that life grow and luxuriate. Everything begins shutting down in fall, and winter represents death. These seasons are predictable as to when they will come and the length of their duration. Christians also experience seasons. Unlike nature, however, our seasons are unpredictable. We might experience a period of dryness or a period of revival. We might go through a sustained time in the wilderness or a time of great fruit bearing. It is all part of the journey of the Christian life. For the purposes of this chapter, I want to focus on two particular periods that every believer is sure to experience. As the preacher tells us, there is an appointed time for everything, a time to tear down and a time to build up, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 and 3b. Such times of tearing down and building up are certain to recur intermittently throughout the lifetime of every true Christian. Jesus spoke of this spiritual reality as well, but he did it through the use of a metaphor. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. John chapter 15 verses 1 through 2. There are indeed some branches hanging on the vine that will be taken away and burned in the fire, a representation of someone who is hanging around Jesus but is not producing fruit. In truth, there is nothing coming forth from this person's life indicating he even has the life of God in him. But when a person is truly born again, it's a different matter. At first, the Father typically affords him a honeymoon period where he falls in love with the Lord. Something marvelous is established in his heart. As wonderful as this time is, though, he cannot stay there. Eventually, he must be pushed out of the nest. There are fruitful works which the Father has prepared in advance for him to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. He must move forward in life, and that is when the Father comes as a husbandman. He begins a process of breaking down and pruning away the various elements of the self-life.